dial in toll-free, bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. You can actually control the content of the website. You find something online you want to share with us and our listeners, you submit it as show prep, it pops up on the site. Others can then vote on what they like or dislike. And then the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com. We will, of course, take your calls about absolutely anything. Dennis is with us in New Hampshire, and it's Dennis Goddard, who is one of the guys behind the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, one of the more active folks that moved here as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, all focusing their efforts, their activism efforts here in New Hampshire, making the move up here. The three of us behind the mics in the studio tonight, Ian, Dale, and Mark, we've all moved here as part of the Free State Project. Dennis, you moved, and all of us have been here for a number of years at this point. Though at this point, there are only several hundred people that have made the move here to New Hampshire. More people are always moving. There's a new guy that just moved here to Keene, I think, over this weekend. And more folks are going to be moving up right around Pork Fest. I can't make an announcement, but there's a fairly high-profile, liberty-minded person.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody who is renowned for feeding people is going to be making the move to Keene coming up here, I believe, later this week. So summertime was...
It does seem to be that, you know, winter it lags, and then when spring comes back around, it picks back up. And
yep.
And that's what's happening. We're getting back a lot of movers.
And the more movers there are, the more activists.
Who would want to move here in February?
It happens. It does happen.
It does happen, but it just tends to be a little slower than usual.
Indeed. Right. So, of course, the more movers there are, the more people there are to do things like civil disobedience and non-cooperation, but also to get involved in outreach and media creation, and, of course, the political system. And Dennis Goddard is really kind of the guy with an eye constantly on the political system. He hosts his own TV show, New Hampshire Capital Access. And is that website nhcaptv.com, Dennis?
Yeah, it is, and, you know, thank you very much, and, you know, I don't think there's any reason that anyone who doesn't want to get horribly addicted to New Hampshire politics would want to watch that. It's very much just what's going on in the state. But I do want to thank Mark for taking some time out of his life to come and MC the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Liberty Dinner that's coming up next month. That's very awesome of you, Mark, and thank you.
All right, well, I'm getting to MC the event, and I'm very excited about that.
Are you not going to be MCing Porkfest as well?
I'm happy to MC anything for anyone that's
true, though.
You know,
you are going to be.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm MCing at events at Porkfest. You know.
Yes.
I don't mind walking up in front of stages and saying, you know, ha ha, here's a joke, and this is what's coming up next. I mean, what's the problem?
Yeah, you're the perfect man for it. You're very vain, and
yes.
You know,
and it takes no preparation. I'm vain and lazy. It's awesome.
Yeah. So, Dennis, you're with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, nhliberty.org. So you were calling tonight to clarify something.
Yeah, the other night on the show, you guys, or someone asked about the audio recording the cops bill, which has had a long and tortured history. So in summary, you know, the bill that would say that citizens have an absolute right to record police officers and other public officials, that came out of the House of Representatives. It passed, but it got amended in a way that made it not so good. And the good news is that a lot of us were there for the public hearing in the Senate and really clarified to the Senate that, you know, we were not happy with the way that things were turning out. And the Senate has gone ahead and say, okay, you know, they'll look at this. So it is not going to die. That what they've done with this bill is said, well, they're going to put it back into committee and talk about it over the summer, and then when the Senate reconvenes in the fall, they'll take the bill back up, which is actually really good news for us because it means that we can fix some of the stuff that got broke.
Well, okay. Yeah, it's not as good as the Senate passed the bill that the House passed. But, in fact, the Senate has really been a problem as far as passing bills that the House has passed this year. Isn't that so?
It is so. And, you know, we have more than a dozen specifically Free State Project members elected in the House, which is, you know, makes things a lot easier. In the Senate, it depends on how you count a Free State Project member versus someone that happened to move to New Hampshire, learned about the Free State Project, and said, wow, that's cool, and later became a senator.
Right.
And we just don't have as much traction in the Senate.
There are a couple of liberty, really pretty good liberty-oriented candidates in the Senate. Or not candidates, but guys, people in the Senate. Maybe they're a handful, I would say, two, three, something like that. Whereas in the House, it's just incredible, the numbers.
Yeah, and I know, a number of Free Talk Live listeners, actually, that are in the House of Representatives, which is pretty cool if you think about it.
Yeah,
and
sure
I know of one in the Senate. You were talking about going to trial and stuff like that. I actually have some decently good news about the bill to, the fully informed jury bill.
The one that will have the jury be instructed on their right to essentially find someone not guilty based on their feelings about the law?
Exactly. And in fact, that got amended in a way that was kind of bad in the House. And in this case, in the Senate, it got amended to be back to the good original wording of the bill, which says both that, I'm looking at the bill right now, it says the court shall instruct the jury of its right to judge the facts and the application of law. And it also says that the court shall permit the defendant or counsel for the defendant to explain this right to the jury.
That's good. That's a really important provision because I wouldn't trust the courts to make that understandable.
No matter what they come up with as far as the script goes, the judge will say it in a fashion that's monotone or derisive or something like that.
The script itself will use legalese and it'll be very confusing. Like the way you just read that phrase was confusing to me. Like, I don't know, the application of the law, what the hell does that mean? That means whether or not to even apply the law. But it's still, it's confusing. The legal terms are very obtuse.
It is nice, though, that it says that the court shall permit the defendant to explain the right to the jury. I think that's important. And, it's going to be a tough sell. I mean, there's a lot of lawyers, not as many as in other states, but there are still lawyers in the legislature, and this kind of thing makes them very uncomfortable by and large. But I feel pretty good about the jury nullification bill. And, for that matter, I'm feeling better than I felt recently about the audio recording of the cops bills, both of which I consider to be pretty strategic in that, if we get this one seemingly minor thing, because to the average person, this is like not on the level of same-sex marriage. They don't know about this kind of stuff. If this kind of stuff passes the House and Senate, it's not going to get vetoed by the governor because it's just too low priority for him to veto.
It's very interesting. Now, there are other things going on, but I think it's important to focus here because obviously this isn't a New Hampshire-oriented show, but clearly we live here and we're active here, and there's exciting things that are going on here that the world deserves to hear about because this is an exciting movement and people should get involved. If you are running up against a brick wall in the political world where you are, that's what I was doing down in Florida, just banging my head against a brick wall, this system that is designed to basically be completely insulated from anybody that wants to apply any kind of liberty-oriented changes to it. If you find yourself in that situation, look at what's happening here. You've got a dozen free staters, people that moved here for the Free State Project that have been elected. You've got dozens more liberty-oriented so-called representatives. You've got, as you mentioned, one Free Talk Live listener in the New Hampshire Senate. There's some significant advancements that have happened here in New Hampshire over just the last 4 years, far more than has ever happened in the entirety of the Libertarian Party over its 30-plus year history. I mean, this is unprecedented, and really a lot of it's thanks to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org, because there's behind all of these reps, there's hundreds of volunteers, maybe it's hundreds, dozens at least, of volunteers that are taking the time to read all of these bills, these proposed legislations, to propose other legislations to advance the ideas of freedom within the political system. It's, I think, unprecedented what you guys have been able to accomplish, and still so early on in this entire Free State Project, and as the Free State Project hasn't even completed yet. We're only at 11,000 or almost 11,000 signers, and we want to reach to 20,000.
You know what I just realized, which is great. Now that you've said this, I'm sure there are 23 people in the Senate right now going, we've got to find that guy, which is the one that's one of the subversives. We're going to find him, and we're going to do something to him.
Wait, are you suggesting that the 23 people in the Senate actually listen to Free Talk Live as well?
I bet a bunch of them have at some point.
I know that enough stuff has been stirred up. I know that there are people in the House of Representatives, and actually I know at least one former senator who, when I spoke to her the other day, she was talking about these Keene people and this Free Talk Live program, and she wanted to know if I was anything to do with this. And I kind of had to say, well, I'm a refugee. I did come here.
Did you admit to her that...
You got them really hopping.
Did you admit to her that you've given money to the show?
I didn't go into that level of detail.
And I've given money to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, so thanks for the call tonight, Dennis. We appreciate hearing from you at nhliberty.org. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Where can you find a super-strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our site at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features, by the way, include the shrine of female listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. And if you are a lady listener of Free Talk Live, you may join the shrine. Details on how are there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger. It's got a new, the Ruger LC9. It's a new offering from Ruger. It's a kind of a cousin of the LCP, which is an extraordinarily popular handgun that they have. The LC9, slightly larger. Obviously, it shoots a 9mm. It's got a three-dot sight system. And Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. There are numerous safety features in this this weapon. It's the next handgun you must own. It's made in America, made for you. Ruger.com. You can go see it at Ruger.com, but you can really only purchase it at your local handgun dealer.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Max, listening in New Hampshire. Max, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Max, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to call to remind folks, especially folks living anywhere near the seacoast, that we've got a very important special election primary here in Seabrook and also on Hampton Falls.
Well, this isn't really a local show, so it's not really an appropriate time.
Is there a free stater running, Max?
Yep.
Oh, good. Now, why is it a special election?
Why would our international listeners care about the special election in Seabrook?
Well, they should care because one of our state reps, who was a relatively pro-liberty rep, he wasn't with us on jury nullification and a couple of other bills, was targeted by the law enforcement lobby again, which has become kind of a recurring problem. And he was pulled over a number of times until he was kind of forced to resign. And now we're trying to, I'm running myself as a candidate in order to make sure that the law enforcement lobby is not able to affect the outcome of politics in the area. In other words, not able to adjust politics in the state house or the voting records in the state house in a negative direction.
Okay, Max, well, good luck with your campaign. Thanks for the call tonight. That's not really an appropriate kind of call for Free Talk Live, simply because, yeah, you can call about anything, but on the same hand, it needs to be something that there's a conversation worthy of having with a fairly large audience, and I don't know if...
We do talk about how many Free Staters there are in the State House on a pretty regular
basis.
Yeah, but
how bad would it be if people were calling up to announce their political campaign?
Yeah, that's not going to be... It's not going to be particularly good radio,
right.
But I think that, it's more relevant if it's in New Hampshire, simply because we talk about the Free State Project on a regular basis.
But it's not really. No,
okay.
Running a camp. I'm sorry. Just Dale, I don't know how you feel about this.
Yeah, I think it just it would bore me as a listener.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's a good. I don't know if I'm a good example because politics in general bores.
But I mean, I don't care who's running for office in Missoula, Montana right now. Even if they are liberty oriented, if this became that kind of a show, then that would be terrible.
Like you said, it's not a news show. A lot of times we're covering news that you can get. It's out there. But the point is, we're talking about it, and we're talking about it from a certain perspective, and it's a talk show.
If something's
having a conversation about it.
Like if law enforcement is using its power to run candidates out of office.
That was interesting, no doubt about that.
That's news.
That I get. But to just simply call and announce a political campaign.
Well, maybe
sorry.
He didn't present it right, but he did follow it up with a better.
If something happens to you during your political campaign, or you do something that's newsworthy, then there's a reason to have you on. Like if the police are pulling you over because you're running for office, or if the government is attacking your business because you're running for office, or maybe you engage in some sort of civil disobedience, or you get arrested for speaking while you're running for office. There are people who will contact me during the political season and say, I'm representing this candidate so-and-so here in XYZ location, and I wanted to have him come on your show to talk about it.
And that's why you're hyper-vigilant to this.
My response is always, well, just let me know. That's great news that you're running a political candidate, but let me know when there's actually something newsworthy happening. I understand that liberty-minded people want to feel like it's news that they're running for office, but... Sorry, it's not. People who are liberty-minded are running for political office all over the place. They call themselves libertarians, and, it's nothing new.
But our listeners to this show, the ones especially that are interested in the Free State Project, do want to know that Free State Project members are running for office.
Great. That's enough that they need to know, is that Free State Project members are running for office and winning. But they don't need to know all the individual details about each individual campaign.
Yeah, obviously you can't call people out and say, hey, come hold signs for me or anything like that. That doesn't, you know, that's not going to, it's not going to fly. It's not relevant.
In the same way, you can't call and announce like an event either. Like this,
hey, we're having a bake sale with the local Cub Scouts, right. And, you know, it just doesn't.
The idea is there's talking going on as part of a conversation on this program.
As opposed to announcements.
Precisely. So 1-800-259-9231.
You can't call in and say, hey, my big brother's having a birthday.
Right.
You know.
That works for local radio. Like, that works for, there's a local show here in Keene on Saturday mornings where frequently someone will call and announce a bake sale. And that makes sense because the signal doesn't travel much further outside of Keene, and it's Keene focused, and that's the right kind of call for that sort of show.
Well, there are local shows and regional shows that focus on New Hampshire and New Hampshire's politics, and I'd say that those Granite Grok comes to mind. I don't know if it's granitegrok.com or whatever it is, but it's a G.
I wouldn't be promoting this.
What's that?
I wouldn't be.
I'm just saying that they are, to some extent, they're focused on these things.
I mean, even though they had me on their show at one point in the past, I found out later that one of them is apparently a bigot against homosexuals. If I'm not mistaken.
Nobody in this movement is perfect.
I wouldn't say they're in this movement, really. I mean, they're Republicans.
Well, I think that there's, you know, one of them certainly leans libertarian. It's a Republican and a libertarian.
Is it the bigot
show
that leans libertarian or the other one?
I don't know. I don't think that it's fair just to say bigot just because some guy
didn't they get kicked off the air?
He made a gay joke, right?
Oh, really?
That doesn't make somebody a bigot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say
what was the joke. Do you remember?
I can't remember precisely.
It was offensive enough to radio station kicked him off the air. Kicked a brokered show off the airwaves. These guys were paying for airtime. And the station thought this particular joke was so offensive that they said, we'd rather not have your money.
They actually got a lot of heat from the local community, and where they were was a somewhat more democratic area. So I don't know that that's entirely a fair assessment. However, the other guy on the show is much more libertarian, and the one guy has said that, and he's 60, right, or 50, or whatever he is, and he said he's come along. How hard is it for a guy to come along once you've got your ideas, it's really difficult to change them?
Meaning he's come along and been more open towards gay
people? That's correct. More open towards the liberty movement. I don't know what his feelings are specifically on gay people. It's not the kind of thing that I talk to him about on a regular basis. And I don't talk to him about it.
To me, that matters. To me, you know, that issue matters. And, Dale, you were talking about this at flamingfreedom.com. Maybe we can touch on it here in a moment for this audience. But this idea that people within the liberty movement who show themselves to be bigots in whatever way, whether it's against gay folks or whoever, that they should somehow be tolerated. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airways. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order with
within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. As long as it's something we can talk about. 1-800-259-9231. Normally we don't have to put that kind of provision on the show because usually it doesn't go in a direction that is inappropriate. But we'll let you know when it does. 1-800-259-9231. You can, again, take control of the airwaves here. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can go there and you can interact. And there are actually local sections on the BBS. We mentioned the BBS earlier tonight, which is our message forum. They're very underused, so I don't know how worth it it is. But you could go and post a notice about your election or a notice about your bake sale or whatever in the local areas in the forum. There's one for each state. It's usually the idea behind that was to help people kind of connect with other liberty-minded people that also listen to Free Talk Live in their areas. To some extent, it has been a little bit of a success in a few instances, but for the most part, it's not as well utilized as maybe, you know, I might have hoped. However, they're still there, and you can go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. That's something that people really have an issue with, is connecting with other people of a like mindset in their area. And I don't really have a real serious answer for them as to how they can do that besides contact your local Libertarian Party or look for a Ron Paul meetup. I mean, that's like kind of the stock answer. I don't know what else
you say, right?
What else are you supposed to do? How else do you find liberty-minded people in the area? I don't know.
Yeah, presumably things are getting better because of the internet, but it's been around for a while, and it's been very difficult to find liberty people in a lot of places other than New Hampshire.
Right.
Free State Project's taking all of them.
Yeah. Well, and that is a factor. The Free State Project, there is a bit of a brain drain going on where some of the best activists from around the country, around the world even, are coming to New Hampshire. And a lot of folks who've never done activism before and are just jumping in for the first time. But some of the folks that would otherwise be working in other areas of the country are now focusing their efforts here in New Hampshire.
Do you think people are bitter about that? That we're sucking away
There are definitely bitter people about
that. There are
that.
Some bitter people.
The impression I got when I was in the Libertarian Party half a decade ago, as I was very excited about the Free State Project, the impression I got was that some people in the Libertarian Party were less than excited, and in point of fact, were doing everything they could to not pay attention to the Free State Project and and basically ignore it.
I was in Georgia. I went to a Libertarian Party meeting in Georgia and brought Free State material there, thinking, oh, I'll talk to people about
They'll
it.
I love this.
It was interesting. Yeah, I really thought that. I just assumed, you know, they'd be excited about it, and it'd be. But then they'd heard of it for the most part, it seemed like. And one guy actually asked, oh, are you here to defend the Free State Project? Defend?
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I looked at him like he was crazy. I was like, defend it? It was really the first time I'd been exposed to the idea that someone might not, you know, like feel like it's an attack of some sort or that it needed to be defended. And I was just like, well, it's, you know, it's a voluntary thing. You can do it, get participate or not. And then I walked away. Yeah. You know, I don't, you
nope,
know,
I'm not.
How's it going down there
I got
in Georgia?
They had been arguing about it apparently already.
I'd love
about
to touch,
whether that was a good idea.
I'd love for you to touch base back at least, or maybe investigate that old group and see how they're doing.
I bet you things haven't changed hardly at all.
Yeah.
They've got a little tiny group of people that meets and talks about mostly, like, it seems what they talk about is just bureaucracy about how their little club is run.
You're right, and this,
yep.
is,
but this that, is that's like they're arguing about like their officership and how they should run things and whether they should do this or that. And I'm like, are you guys actually trying to change anything out in the world?
You know, frankly, local Republican and Democrat parties are so small and so ill-attended that likely a few guys, the Libertarian Party could get involved in one of the other parties and have such a profound effect on local politics. But these guys just want to do their libertarian thing, and you know, it just seems to me that often it's just a waste of time, really. It just seems that way.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Speaking of what, you know, has happened, you know, to these old parties that we used to be involved in, I did take the time to go and check on the old party down in Sarasota, Florida. And, yeah, their website is still featuring photos of activism that I was involved in about a decade ago.
Mm.
I'm looking right now at lpsarasota.org, and I'm seeing pictures from the 2000 presidential campaign.
Is
table.
It labeled that way?
Huh?
Is it labeled that way?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just this scrolling thing from, well, there's one. You can see some Harry Brown signage that people are holding. So, I mean, if you know what you're looking at, then you would know that, that these are old pictures. And these are people that, you know, I brought into the movement, and where there's a table that I was working during the election day, reaching out to voters. Pictures from this. I mean, pictures that span.
This is back when you had long hair?
You know what? I don't know if I'm in any of these photos. But nonetheless, they haven't been doing anything of significance.
At least they haven't been putting the pictures up on their website.
Well, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to see it happen, did it actually happen?
Good questions.
Yeah. Anyway, Mark, tell me about something.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes that you pay on them feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. There's no combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors. There's no smoke. You just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. You can get it in all kinds of different flavors, too. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL for an additional 5% off at VaporStation.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So, yeah, if you are in the world of political stagnation at which I was at one time, then, and if you can't find other people that are liberty-minded, there's only one solution for you. Especially if you want to see liberty in your lifetime, it's actually to get together in a place where you know people are. You know that people are in New Hampshire here as part of the Free State Project. You know that there's a community of liberty-minded folks here that engages not only in activism of various different sorts, but also a social movement as well. And if you didn't know that, now you do. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, a lot of people come here from California, and for good reason, because California is one of the biggest of governments out there, and they just continue, as governments do, to get more involved in your life. But at least in this case, Mark, they're loosening a restriction.
Either a restriction on themselves. WashingtonTimes.com, the California State Senate voted 28-8. I'd say that's a resounding landslide victory to exempt itself from the pointless gun control laws that apply to the rest of the populace. Legislators apparently think that they alone are worthy to pack heat on the streets for personal protection, and the masses ought to wait until the police arrive.
Mm.
This is just one of the many bills Golden State politicians use this legislative session to set themselves apart from the little people.
Well, maybe, I was going to say, they feel more valuable than those little people. Like, their lives are more important to be defended than the little people, because they're politicians, you know.
Right.
They are
the ruling class.
If they're gone, then the sky will just start falling. I mean, chaos will just explode. If they're not there holding everything down and keeping everything in order, it's just the chaos is just going to explode and the sky will start falling.
Once you realize that incumbents are, what's the percentage more than 90% likely to be elected as an incumbent?
Yes, to be reelected.
To be reelected as an incumbent. And once you realize that, you know, all the perks that these people give themselves, I want you to repeat to yourself the silly mantra that that the people are the government in the United States. As I'm reading this, thinking, yes. We the people are the government.
Yeah.
Annual compensation for legislators averages about $140,000 a year. Not too bad.
By the way, New Hampshire compensation is $200 a year?
I think it's $100 a year, $200 per session.
Hmm.
I think you get a check for $200, and then you get compensated for your gasoline driving back and forth.
Yeah. That's a big difference.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Now, not counting luxurious perks such as taxpayer-funded cars and free gasoline, because you don't want them using up the mileage on their own car. By comparison, the average Californian earns $50,000 a year, and the unemployment rate is 11.9%, 12%. Exact salaries for state assemblymen and senators are obscured by the use of a per diem payment scheme that shelters a significant chunk of their income from taxation. These people don't work for you. They are the government. You are not.
800-259-9231. Your thoughts welcome. Bring up anything in the remaining moments, which are next.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling a refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain in this particular edition of the program, but there's always more to come. You can always take control of the airwaves any old night of the week here, 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And Mark, this may be your last Monday show.
It may be.
I don't know if you're going to be on at Porkfest on Monday or not. It's up to you to decide.
Well, it's up to me at Porkfest any time because, I mean, there's always somebody who's going to take over the mic.
That's true.
There's a bevy of people that can take over the mic at any time.
Yeah.
And I do have to go out and look for people that would do interviews and stuff like that.
But you're leaving on Monday nights.
I am. So what's the deal? We're going to start Free Talk Live's Sunday edition.
Well, we already have a Sunday edition.
We had previously been doing a Sunday edition with a kind of...
We haven't. You and
we're
I
getting
haven't.
Fired.
We by... we meaning that of the Free Talk Live. Like, I'm part of that organization, right?
I see, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Free Talk Live has been doing a Sunday edition with the co-hosts, kind of a farm team edition, getting everybody some practice and stuff like mm-hmm. that. We're going to take that show, spin it off, put another name on it, and make the Free Talk Live Sunday edition me and maybe a co-host or two. And then put it on the radio and sort of enterprise on the lack of programming on Sunday nights. I mean, the same thing that's gotten Free Talk Live on so many radio stations, which is a lack of programming on Saturday evenings.
Right.
Exists on Sunday evenings.
It mm-hmm. is, it does feel like it's an untapped market that really needs to be tapped. You know, there's a demand. I would call it a tremendous market
demand
that is unfilled right now. And you guys would be filling that demand with some quality, entertaining radio that people would just eat it up, I think. I think it would just absolutely do it. A lot of people will discover Free Talk Live through a good Sunday show.
Indeed. And so, you know, it's an opportunity to get more stations, add to that number, which is so important. How many radio stations do you guys have? We have 104 now. You know, with the Sunday show, we'll be able to grow that much more quickly. You'll continue. UEN will continue to market Free Talk Live. Now you'll have an additional evening to market,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be leaving Monday nights and doing, you know, what, Tuesday through Sunday, and then you're going to continue to do Monday through Saturday. So we'll both be on the Tuesday through Saturday shows together, but you'll be off on Sundays, I'll be off on Mondays.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it's going to work. And I think that the guys have been doing the Sunday internet-only show, been doing a great job. I mean, they've been showing up. on time. They've been getting on the air. They've been having fun. They have been gaining experience behind the microphone, as you mentioned, kind of the farm team version of Free Talk Live. That's the term, the kind of the industry term that we hear thrown around at these industry conventions. We just went to the New Media Seminar, and there was somebody, this Talkers Magazine event that happens yearly in New York City. We went to this event, and there's always somebody bemoaning the fact that the industry doesn't have a farm team anymore. And this is it's a true statement.
It is a true statement.
The business has been slashed to the bone as far as budgets are concerned. They're in heavy debt, a lot of these big corporations, and they just can't come up with the reason to justify, you know, bringing somebody in on a weekend to, you know, to just try them out, to put them on the air, to take the reins.
They don't
want to
pay them. And this is what I don't understand is why in the world would they just not put somebody on the air for free?
Like we did when we started this show up years ago. That's how we started Free Talk Live. We knew that there was no money to hire us. So we went in there and said, look, we'll do the show for free. Can we do it? And they said, yeah. But I guess it would take somebody with the initiative to approach a station to pitch them on that, because certainly it doesn't seem like the stations are out there trying to make that happen.
And this is the other end of the scenario, is everybody thinks that that being a talk show host is a dream position, and they imagine that they're going to do it and get paid buku bucks, and that somebody's going to come to them.
We didn't
and
get
wait
paid
on,
for 5 years,
yeah,
pretty much.
Right, wait on them hand and foot. If you think you're going to come into this business, flip on a microphone and yak for a couple of hours, and then the world will be
throw
at
money
your
at
feet.
You.
Yeah. You're in for a world of
right. Even if you've got great talent, I mean, no doubt. So there is no farm team anymore, and so I wanted to the Sunday edition. I wanted to give our listeners more content to hear every single week, but also give the people that you frequently hear on the third microphone on this program their chance to be on the first mic and take on that extra responsibility. And it is a lot of extra responsibility.
It is. There's no doubt about it. It's much more challenging.
But you already spun off a show, Dale. You were on our Sunday show for a while. You were no longer
part of
the
show. And
that's
why I'm not doing the Sunday show anymore, is because I'm doing my own show every Sunday. And it was a bit much to do that as well every single Sunday. So, but
two shows in one day. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So you spun off your own show, and it's because you got comfortable enough behind the microphone running a show?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, the fact that I'd been doing the Sunday show, I mean, I had heard people talking about, well, hey, we want to start a Liberty LGBT show, a podcast. They were talking about a podcast, and then I was hearing that, and then I was hearing you say, you know, I had talked to you about sort of my personal experience was feeling like I wanted was wondering, you know, how much material LRN had and could it use more material. And it's like, well, it could use more material. There's people want to do an LGBT podcast and put them together and
it's
do
a
that.
No-brainer.
And having done the Sunday show, there's no doubt that helped me, prepared me to do that. So I felt very confident to do it.
So I'm going to pitch the idea here for this other spinoff that we're talking about. Because, again, Mark, starting this Sunday, you're going to take over the reins on the Sunday program.
And, I, you know, honestly, Dale, whatever issues any of the other co-hosts have had behind the first mic, I'm going to have them too. I've been behind the mic a couple of times when Ian hasn't been around. But, frankly, it is a hair-raising experience for me. My job is easy. I do something I love during the day, which is sell radio, and I've done it for, you know, significantly more than a decade, and at night I sit here and I make remarks at Ian, which would be I'd be making remarks at the television with, you know, sitting there with my wife. And at least in this instance, I'm not annoying my wife, and so, you know, going behind the first mic and keeping the show moving, doing the
Mark's going to bomb on Sunday night.
People when they cuss on the air.
Well, I'm going to know how to do that. I mean, Ian's just absolute laziness when he doesn't have that thing out. But you know,
one thing I don't have to handle when I've been doing it, because I'm, you know, my show is not directly on.
So we're going to get to your phone calls here. Actually, let's jump into Bruce. I can tell you about the idea that I've got later for this other show, the spinoff show, in a moment. But let's go to Bruce listening in Alabama to WBHP. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing, young man?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Listen here, I'm kind of interested in going to your pork festival.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yes, I am. I'm definitely. But I might need some. I heard you guys might have some transportation or somewhere that people are coming, you know, going that
caravans
way.
Caravans might be what you're talking about.
Yep. There are ride shares available and caravans. Going to porkfest.com would be what you want to do. PORCFEST.com. And there's information there about those caravans and ride shares coming from various different points across the country. So that might be something to look into.
Okay, that's fantastic, because, you know, well, I listen to you guys all the time, and I think you're great. I tell you what, because I'm tired of the business out here in Alabama. I'm a painter by trade, and let me tell you something. They created a lot of crap out here that, you know, I can't even hardly paint anymore, you know.
It's tough, man. The government regulations continue growing and getting more intrusive in your life. I think if you love the ideas of liberty, then you will find that the people in New Hampshire are the folks you want to be around.
That's me, buddy. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bruce. Appreciate it. That's, once again, porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Now, I don't know how quick we're going to be able to get the ball rolling on this this other show, but I've thrown the idea out to all the Free Talk Live co-hosts. I sent an email out earlier today kind of announcing this. But the idea is that when I listen to the Sunday edition of the program, I heard a lot of talk about New Hampshire, a lot of talk about moving here and questions from people about New Hampshire that were calling in and the activism that's going on here. And so I'd always kind of considered it more of like a New Hampshire oriented show, and I never was going to come in and tell them, you know, you can't talk about this, because obviously there are neat things happening here and people are excited about it. But I thought it'd be cool if we actually had just spin this off into a show that's focused on New Hampshire activism. You know, obviously we cover it on Free Talk Live. That's not the focus of the show. So focusing a show on it, you know, and names for it are being thrown around right now. I'm not going to reveal that at this point in time. But that would be the concept, would be to maybe have people in different areas of the state, maybe Manchester, maybe Keene, the Upper Valley, actually produce content for this program. And how that will all end up shaking out, that's yet to be determined. When it will air, that's yet to be determined. I'd like to start it as soon as possible, but it just all depends on you guys, basically.
Yeah, I think it's great because it's also, you know, LRN is really fleshing out as a true, like, 24-hour programming. You know, I love that about it, that it's going to be yet more material for LRN. And it's a great tool to get people excited about New Hampshire and moving here. And
yeah, absolutely.
Keep people tuned into what's going on.
So we'll keep you in the loop as that continues to develop here. We're in kind of the brainstorming stage right now, figuring out some of the details. But the change is imminent regarding Sunday nights. And so we'll become a real radio show at some point. Mark, it's probably not going to be next week when it becomes a real radio show. And I don't know if you'd want to be on XM for your first show anyway. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, I'm going to start doing the show. You're going to start arranging it to be on radio stations.
Yeah.
You know, there's a demand for it. It's going to be relatively quick. I don't think it matters to the end listener whether or not, you know, whoever's listening to it at the time is listening to it at the time, and it doesn't matter to them how many stations it's on. Just be suffice to say it's a good idea.
All right, so thanks to all of our great co-hosts for holding down the fort on Sunday nights, and I think they had a really great time. We'll come up tomorrow night. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.